Girls for Children's Church, we're going to look in the Bible, Psalms chapter 55. Psalms chapter 55. Thank you, ladies, for singing that great song. What a blessing to be complete in the Lord. By the way, we're not complete because anything we've done. We're complete because of all that He's done. Amen. What a blessing to have a Savior like that. Psalms chapter 55. We're going to look at the whole chapter, but right now I'd just like for us to take a look near the end of the chapter, actually. Near the end, starting in verse number 16. And here's what the Bible says. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Verse number 22 is what we want to focus on this morning. Look at it again, please. As a matter of fact, would you read verse 22 with me? Psalm 55, we're reading in verse 22. Let's read that out loud together, please. Let's begin. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Bible says, cast thy burdens. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. A teenage boy came into the house and saw his mother lying down on the couch. He asked if she were sick or something. He was quite concerned. Mom replied that as a matter of fact, she didn't feel very well. And so her son, well, don't worry a bit about dinner, Mom. I'll be happy to carry you down to the stove so you can get started right away. Burdens. Burdens. Hey, you know what? Have you ever had a burden before? The Bible says burdens should be cast on the Lord. Here's what burden means. It's a heavy load of any kind. A heavy load of any kind. The word burden is used often in the scriptures, but here David is given a very personal response. In Psalm chapter 55, Absalom, David's son, had just begun his revolt in taking over the kingdom. Some of you remember reading about that in the Old Testament. Ahithophel, how many remember reading about Ahithophel? David's close counselor. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that when Ahithophel gave counsel, it was as if you were hearing from the word, the mouth of God. He was as an oracle of God, the Bible said. Well, he had betrayed David and joined Absalom too. The Bible says the conspiracy against David was strong. And in the midst of all that, God inspired David to write Psalm 55. Now for us, it's scripture, it's the word of God. When he wrote it, it was a song, it was a hymn. And God included it in the inspired scriptures for us today. So think about that. As he was having burdens to deal with, the Bible says that God gave him a song, and it was very personal. You know, burdens are teachers. If we don't see them as teachers, then we're not going to learn anything. But they are there to teach us something. They are refiners. Gold and silver is refined when it's placed in the heat and the dross is separated. Then you have the purer of metals. David had cruel burdens to carry, but he discovered God's way to deal with them. I'd like to know how that is, wouldn't you? If you have a burden this morning, guess what? God has a way to deal with it. Amen? He has a way to deal with that. And through you. The question that the Bible asks us this morning, I'd like us to consider, what are you doing with your burdens? What are you doing with your burdens? That's the title this morning. What are you doing with your burdens? Before we look any further, would you bow with me and we'll ask God to help us as we look in the Word of God later on. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. You even say to bring our burdens to you, the heavy loads in life. Some are normal, some are abnormal, some are unique. But yet, God, you say you'll take them all. And so we asked your Heavenly Father this morning, show us how to do it. Show us how to do it. Because we need you, Lord. There might be someone here who's carrying the burden of trying to pay for their own sin. The burden of trying to be good enough to get into your heaven. And your word says that's just not possible. I pray, Father, you'd open the eyes, open the mind, show them that Jesus paid it all, that he's the answer. If they need Christ, they call on him today. Father, for the believer, since we've called on the Lord Jesus as Savior, what a glorious day that was, but there's still more glorious days ahead, and yet we still need to depend on you. I pray if there's anything we're dependent on ourselves now, I pray now would be the time, Lord, we get that right with you, casting our burdens on you. May you have the control over our time together, Lord. Pray your Holy Spirit would speak, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. What are you doing with your burdens? Look at verse 22 again, please. He says, cast thy burden. Now, here's what David did not say. He didn't say, cast your wife's burden. Cast your husband's burden. Cast your children or boss or whoever, the neighbor, he said, cast thy burden. Something we need to consider when burdens are talked about in the Bible is this. Number one, there is the reality of burdens. There is the reality of burdens. Now, we don't always have to unleash our dirty laundry on everybody when they say, how you doing? But sometimes we say fine when everything is not fine. That's what they said when the Titanic started going down a little bit. What's going on, Captain? Everything's fine. A few hours later, it wasn't fine. Friends, sometimes we just need to consider the fact that we need to be honest about burdens, heavy loads. There is a reality of them. You know, life's journey includes them. I'd love to be able to exclude them from life, but God says that's just not going to be possible while I'm walking in this skin. Job chapter 14 and verse 1 says this, man that is born of a woman is a few days, and then it says, and full of trouble, the Bible says. Full of trouble. Problems are real. Hey man, they're trying to invent problems for us on the news. You ever notice that? They're trying to invent problems. They spent the last 3 weeks inventing a big problem down in Washington, D.C., and I'm glad our tax dollars paid for every second of it, aren't you? The only problem that came out of that is the national debt went up a little bit more. You know, the truth of the matter is there's problems. Health problems. Disappointments in life. Even life that is lost. They are all part of life's journeys and their burdens to carry. Life's journey includes burdens, and each person, listen to this, has specifically designed burdens. Specifically designed. He says, cast your burden. Some of those specific burdens are physical. Physical. They can start in the womb. Man, doesn't your heart go to young people who have deformities? We call them deformities. They call them challenges. Whatever it may be, they are not physically the same. But yet many, many overcome them. A lot of hard work. A lot of difficult things. Emotional difficulties. Even spiritual challenges that are not the same for every one of us. Some of us have spiritual challenges we're dealing with that we're asking God for help about. God has designed each of us to overcome burdens unique to us. You know, something interesting about the Apostle Paul, I think one of the great men in Scripture, is that he had burdens. Would you turn with me to Romans chapter number 8? Romans chapter 8. The Apostle Paul opens up about a very personal burden here in Romans. And that is, he was sharing about all the difficulties, the persecutions he himself was going through simply for naming Christ as Savior, naming Jesus of Nazareth as the Messiah, and telling others he can save them. Notice what he says here. Let's start at verse number 32. He spared not his own son, speaking of God, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Listen to this, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than what? Conquerors through him that loved us. Not through some great abilities we've been given in life. Not through some physical trait we may carry. Not even necessarily through the family name. The Bible says we're conquerors through the love of Christ. Through Jesus, our Savior. Him that loved us. There is the reality of burdens. There is the reality of burdens. At the same token, God does not tell us, if you know the Lord as your Savior, to walk around with a face that looks like you just were sucking on lemons all day. No, he says to rejoice in the Lord. How often? Always. And again, I say rejoice. But that doesn't deny there are heavy loads to carry, even for today. There is the reality of burdens. David said, cast them, thy burden. Then go back with me, Psalm 55, please. Look at verse number 1 with me, please. Verses 1 and following, we see number 2, there are reactions to our burdens. There are reactions to our burdens. Let's start with verse number 1. Psalm 55, verse 1 says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. David instructs a prayerful reaction. This is the first thing he says. Man, if there's a heavy load to deal with, number 1, talk to God. Don't forget him. He says prayer, calling out to the heavenly Father. Psalm 102, would you look there, please, keeping our finger here. Let's go to Psalm 102, just a few pages back in the scriptures. Psalm 102, I want you to see the title that's given to Psalm 102. Maybe your Bible doesn't have those written at the top of the Psalms. Mine does. Here's what it says in Psalms 102. He says this, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Look at verse number 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Can I ask you this? Is your first response to burdens prayer? Prayer. The prayerful reaction, David says, the Bible instructs, that needs to be the number 1 reaction. But what often happens? Let's find out. Look at verse number 3 again in Psalm 55. That's where we're going back to. He says in verse 3, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. Burdens. David observes the emotional response, the emotional reaction to burdens. Now this is, by the way, when he's talking about these situations, these folks that are attacking him, what he's not talking about is when I shot off the port bow and I gave them what for first, now they're coming back at me. He's not talking about that. He's talking about living a life that is pleasing to God. I've tried to live a righteous before you, Lord, and this is what's happening. Here's what's going on. He was the leader of Israel. He was God's chosen king. And now his own son is against him. Now the counselor who told him the things of God is against him. He said, man, I didn't ask for this. I didn't even shoot anybody out on the port bow. I didn't start attacking them. But this is the response they are giving. By the way, if you're going to start doing that, you should respect a response in kind. You know, folks don't usually like you and me, we don't like being attacked, do we? Now, maybe you do enjoy that. You're one of those oddballs. But the truth of the matter is, this is a situation where David was not in that situation. He was striving to do right. And he observes the emotional response. What did he say? Here's what he said. Burdens not dealt with will naturally lead to, listen to this, planting depressive fears of men. Notice what he says. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me, my heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. It's as if I am dying. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. That sounds like a diagnosis for depression, if you ask me. David was sitting there and he said, man, everyone seems to be against me. Now, folks, the truth of the matter is, we felt that way before. Haven't you? Haven't you? It's not true. 7 billion people on this earth are not against you. How many knew that? But the ones that we see at least feel or sense, that fear can easily grow within us. You know, this is not nothing new in the world. As a matter of fact, even when Jesus was right in the midst of people, the fear of men overtook them. Turn with me to John chapter 12, please. John chapter 12. Jesus, as he often did, was in a city. He was talking. He was sharing the things of God. And people were responding. Man, people began to, the Bible says, believe on him. They could see something was different about him, as well as supernatural about him and God's, and the Bible says people believed on him. As a matter of fact, people who were rulers of the city, how many think it would be great if the rulers of America believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? My goodness, if every single one of them would, how different would it be? As good as we got it, it would be far better. Take a look though. Some rulers of the city, the Bible says, believed on the Lord Jesus. We're in John chapter 12. Look in verse number 42. The Bible says in John chapter 12 and verse number 42, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. And here's a sad verse in the Bible. Have you ever read some sad verses in Scripture? This is one of them. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Burdens not dealt with. Well, naturally, it's natural. It's going to happen. Plant depressive fears of men inside us. Going back to Psalms, the Bible says burdens not dealt with will naturally lead to, listen to this, launching flights from God instead of to him. Verse number 6, let's take a look. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for them would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. Verse 8, I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Have you ever been that way? Man, if I could just get away. You know, Florida's calling. The snow's out there. Let's just get away. But here David is saying, I want to get out. I want to escape from everything. And by the way, when we try to escape from everything, there's someone that we are trying to escape from too. And that's the Lord. Can I share with you? There's a reason why we meet next Sunday too. We're going to be back here. Amen. Unless the Lord comes, we're coming back. We'll be here Wednesday night. We'll be here for other events. We meet together regularly. We meet together because that's what God has ordered us to do. That's what God has called us to do, to gather together on a regular basis, not once a year, not once in our lifetime, but on a regular basis. And by the way, as a healthy family should do. Amen. But yet those burdens come, and sometimes instead of seeking God's plan to deal with it, we launch and fly away. Strive to fly away from God instead of to him. Maybe even less than just a week from now, I trust it will be, you're going to open up the Bible. I hope you open up the Bible tomorrow sometime. Because you know what? Your soul needs to feed on it. Amen? It's just like you physically. If you don't have it every day, something is going to get weak. The spirit will get weak. But if I choose to fly away and escape with my burdens in mind, and I put this book on the shelf this afternoon and I say, you know what? You know what? I just want to dwell on the difficulties of life. I just want to consider how bad things really are. Maybe I haven't looked at all the details yet. Burdens. Heavy lifting. And instead of open up the book that the creator of all things, who knows how it all works, instead of seeing his instruction manual, we choose to escape. Escape. Some people take this to the nth degree. They really do try to escape things, responsibilities. Instead of going to God, go away from him. That's one response. David said, I've seen it, I feel it, he says. Now look at else what he says. Burdens not dealt with naturally lead to forming plans to fight back your way. Look at verse number 9. Burdens not dealt with the right way lead to forming plans to fight back your way. Verse number 9, destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. He says, wickedness is in the midst of thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. Verse 13, but it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, walked into the house of God in company. Verse 15, he says, let death seize upon them, forming plans to fight back your way. Man, I'm here to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, I've wished some ill will against somebody else. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because the truth of the matter is, I think we're all guilty of that. Man, Lord, if you hadn't seen what he did to me, I'm going to tell you all about it. What she did or said, I'm going to tell you all about it, Lord. And by the way, here's what I think you should do to them. What did David say about this guy? Look at verse 15. Kill him, Lord. Kill him. Now, I'm here to tell you that we don't know the mind of God. But that doesn't mean that some of the things that we come up with aren't necessarily what God would never do. Did you know that the Lord has taken lives of people? You read through the Old Testament. Thousands he killed in one day who were standing against the city of Israel, the city of Jerusalem. He did it. He did it. He sent an angel of death there. In Egypt, he sent the angel of death. Many, many died that night. Israel didn't lay a hand on them. God did. When God's glory is in play, I want to tell you something. God gets involved in the fight. Amen. But when it's our glory we're looking for, we start coming up with plans. Verse 9 through 11 tells us about David because of the cruelty of the burden. He said, man, these people are so violent. Look at the words. Verse 9, and divide their tongue, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. You know what I think? He was not lying. He was telling the truth. We're getting an accurate picture of the way these folks were behaving. And in verse 12 and on, he says it's because of the betrayal that his burden was so great. It was one of my equals, he said. We walked into the house of God together. We have a good friend of our church, Dr. Ron Williams. I may remember Dr. Ron Williams. What a blessing. Has a ministry called Hepzibah House. He's under attack. He's under attack. The whole ministry is under attack. And the sad thing is, it's somebody in his own family who's leading the charge. I want to tell you, that's a burden. Amen. That's a burden. And though our answer might be to form plans to fight back, David says, you know what? There's a better way. There's a better way. There are reactions to our burdens. There is the reality of burdens. Number three, let's look at what he says to do. There's a right release from our burdens. There's a right release. Verse number 22. And here it is. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. And what's the answer? He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast thy burdens. Verse 16 tells us, you know what, it takes courage. It takes courage to rely on prayer. Here's what he said in verse 16. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. No, I'm going to call all the lawyers, man. Where's that one guy who's really good? 1-800-CALL-SAM. That's him. I'm going to get him. We're going to get the best, the Michigan family lawyers. No, that's not what David did. Oh, I got people in high places. Let me tell you something. I'm going to get out the biggest guy I know. Make a call. See what they can do for me. David said, that's not my answer. David was the king. Who else could he go to? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the biggest, fattest loan I can get, and I'm going to sue that guy, and we're going to see all we can do to ruin him or her. We're going to do the best we can. That's not what David said to do. What did he say? Cast thy burdens upon the Lord. Upon the Lord. Friends, I'm here to tell you, if we don't cast them upon the Lord, guess where they're going to stay? They're going to stay with you. They're going to stay with me. Your burden will remain your burden as long as you keep it from God. It takes courage to rely on prayer, something that we are in short order of in this time. It takes consistency to return to God's answer. Look at verse number 17. Verse number 17, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. You know, something you will find, I have found when I do it, when I'm taking a burden to the Lord, time doesn't make any difference. The schedule begins to change. And man, Lord, I can't stop thinking about it. Would you please, even again, take it from me? 2 Corinthians chapter 12 is when the Apostle Paul talked about that thorn in the flesh. He talked about a burden that he couldn't get rid of. As a matter of fact, he sought the Lord. The Bible says he sought the Lord thrice, three times he asked him that it might depart from him. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says this, and he said unto me, this is the Lord speaking to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You know something, the Lord's timing is different than yours and mine. He really is. What we need to do is get on his stopwatch. Amen. Get on his clock. And he says, if you keep asking, keep coming, keep calling, that burden doesn't become a burden anymore. As a matter of fact, Paul said later on, I glory in my infirmities. What was he talking about? Heavy loads. I glory in them. So that the power of Christ, he says, may rest upon me. How many would like the power of Christ on them? Huh? My goodness. 2020, it can happen. But it takes consistency to return to God's answer. Third thought I'd like to share with you when we're talking about the right release is this. Look at verse number 18 again. The Bible says, he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. It takes confidence to recall God's deliverance, God's deliverance. You know how one of the reasons why we can call on the Lord and ask him and rely on the calling with him, put it in his hands, is because he's done it before. He's done it before. Would you look back, Christian, in your life for just a moment? Look back. Look back at a great burden that you recall. And you ask the Lord to handle. Let me ask you this. Did he handle it? I see heads shaking. Yeah. If he's done it before, could he do it again? Yeah. Yeah, he could. But he says, here's the thing. I got to bring it to him. It takes confidence to recall God's deliverance. By the way, how often should you bring it to him? What did Paul do? He brought it to God 3 times before he got the answer. And it may take 30 before you get yours. It takes consistency. David said, morning, noon, and night, I went and asked the Lord to deal with this. And then a final thought, verse 22 and 23. It takes conclusion to recognize that God is working. It takes conclusion. You got to consider, whether I see it or not, the Lord is busy about these things. Notice what he says again. We'll read verse 22. Just follow along. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. Consider that God is working in the situation. You know, the truth of the matter is, whether we want them or not, burdens are part of life. We can pretend that they're not here, that they're not a part of what we're dealing with, or we can be honest about them and say, Lord, this is more than I can handle. Yeah. We can try to deal with them ourselves, make up our plans, or we can ask God for help and talk to him in prayer. We can go on God's timing, or we can try to deal with it ourselves and speed up the process instead of relying on him, returning to him, recalling his great work. But one thing that God does do about burdens is he lets us make a decision about them. He lets us make a decision about them. And the question this morning is this: what are you doing with yours? If I hold it, if I hold mine, it's going to stay mine. But if I continually bring it before the throne of God and ask him for direction on what's the next thing, Lord, what's the next step for me? I can't change what anybody else does, but I can change what I do. Say, go. What is it you want from me, Lord? And friends, we've got some burdens in our midst today. Here's how I know you're breathing oxygen. That's how you know. How do you know you're going to have a burden before it's all over? You're breathing oxygen. That's how we know. But what will we do with it? Would you choose to do it God's way? Father, we pray that you'll show us. Lord, would you help us to examine ourselves, just like your scripture says, and see what you see. Lord, sometimes we see the burdens of that might be inflicted by others instead of considering that we ourselves are the inflictor. Well, Lord, show us that too. Dear Heavenly Father, would you deal with us right now? Perhaps there's a soul that needs salvation with us, Lord. I pray, would you open their eyes? Oh God, that's the greatest burden to carry. A payment for sin that cannot be paid by us. But yet, you provided a way to pay it. I ask your help now. In Jesus' name, heads are bowed, please, and eyes are closed. Friend, would you stand with me, please, if you are able? If you are able, would you stand with heads bowed and eyes closed? I want to ask you this morning, do you have a burden that needs to be brought before God this morning? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And then he said, I will give you rest. You know what it is. You know the name of it. You know the place where it happened. You know just how it all worked out. And yet it's not the Lord's yet. Would you cast your burden? Would you cast your burden before him? In just a moment, I'm going to ask the piano to softly play the song we're going to sing. When she softly begins to play that, Would you respond to what the Lord has shared with us this morning? Cast that burden before him. I find it's a big deal. It matters more when I move from my spot. Doesn't mean I can't do it right where I'm at, but I encourage you, take a step out. Ask God to help you. The front is open. But if you must, right where you're sitting, right where you're at, ask God to help. Ask God to take it. that burden. Maybe you're here this morning, you need that salvation. Can I share with you from the Bible? God can meet that need before we walk out this room. As she begins to play, would you respond to what the Lord has shared with you and me about our burdens this morning?